Ray Holman, who's with UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A few questions I wanted to ask you. Number one is, I have asked the governor and the lieutenant governor that if right-to-work legislation was put on the desk of the governor, would it be signed? Neither one of them wanted to answer. What's your take on that?
Well, I really have, you know, no response to that. You know, right now we're concerned about protecting jobs and we're concerned about our voice. But I'm really not the person to ask about that particular situation. You know, right now I'm focused on the state budget. In fact, they're moving the budgets to the legislature right now. So really don't have anything outside of saying, you know, really we need to protect jobs, protect people's voices, and hopefully together the state can keep moving forward.
Well, if that's the case, and I know you're not the union voice for the whole state, but there are a lot of unions throughout the state of Michigan that are amping up efforts, plans, and money to get the word out about right to work from their perspective, and that there is legislation that is in the works for that. So I'm just a little surprised that you don't have any comment about that yet.
Well, you know, I have strong feelings about the whole matter, as you know, we've discussed over the last couple of years, Tony. But I'm just not the spokesperson, you know, on that particular issue. So, you know, I just want to be careful what I say regarding that. You know, again, I'm sort of focusing on our budget, the budget process, and things that are going on in the legislature. Right.
Okay.
Now.
What do you fear about the budget?
Well, actually, it's been a really couple of busy days, and there's been some really significant things that have occurred. In particular, the Department of Corrections budget just yesterday in the House was just announced. It was quite a shocker that they're going to close a prison in Ionia if they have their way. And this is on top of the reduction of probation and parole agents. So, you know, public safety really jumps out as a concern. As you know, they also have done things like recommended the removal of perimeter vehicles. And so when you're talking about the Department of Corrections, we've really got some concerns. And then also yesterday, Tony, we found out that the Department of Human Services House budget would call for the closing of all three juvenile facilities around the state. So, again, it's been quite a kind of a shocker for us. You know, the budgets are coming out of committees, and yesterday was the last day before the lawmakers go back to their districts for 2 weeks for what they're calling now an in-district work break, or what other people would call simply a spring break. But they're looking to push those budgets completely through when they get back in 2 weeks.
Ray, do we know which prison in Ionia and where those three juvenile facilities are located in the state?
Yeah, the prison in Ionia, the one that they're calling for, is the Michigan Reformatory prison in Ionia. And you know, the way they have it written down, too, if they did close that, that would be 340 jobs, and that would really impact, you know, that economy. Juvenile facilities would be the Maxie Training School in Whitmore Lake, Bay Pines up in the Upper Peninsula, and also the Shawano Center, which is in lower northern Michigan. And there's about 80 juveniles, children, that are in those facilities that would have to be placed in private juvenile facilities. So it's a big concern. The other thing, Tony, is the privatization piece. In Department of Human Services, they're talking about, again, pilot projects in three counties to privatize Medicaid eligibility determination, which is a lot of what our caseworkers do. So there's some really been a tough 3 days for us here in state government.
Okay, what's going to be your course of action?
Well, I think it is to let people know what's going on. You know, when you're talking about public safety, when you're talking about child welfare, is to say, you know, really, is this the right idea to farm these responsibilities out and to cut individuals? You know, in the Department of Corrections budget, they're also calling for the elimination of 500 and 80 non-custody staff in the prisons, and those are people like librarians, word processing people, deputy wardens, and so again, I think the answer is to let people know what's going on, to educate the public that, you know, the budgets are coming through the House and the Senate, and they'll probably, you know, I know they're targeting at least June 1st to send them to Governor Snyder. And just to let people know, you know, ask themselves, what are our priorities in this state? You know, is it really time to start cutting back on vital services that go to the heart of public safety? And so I we're going to be following these really closely and trying to educate people.
Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Thanks so much, Ray.
Hey, thanks, Tony.